Welcome to episode 1175 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we come to the end of another week, featuring our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. Jesus and his disciples have returned from a journey. On the way, the disciples had been arguing among themselves. Now they enter a house.
What were you discussing along the road?
The disciples exchange awkward glances. No one speaks. They know he knows.
You were arguing about who among you is the greatest, weren't you?
A long silence.
We didn't mean any harm, Lord. We were just wondering.
If your kingdom is near, we thought, perhaps you'd want leaders to help build it.
And each of us has done something, some miracle, some bold act. Not to mention, we've given up everything to follow you.
Listen carefully. If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all.
But how can the last be first? That turns everything upside down.
Yes, the kingdom of God is upside down to this world. The world chases power, honor, recognition. But my way is the way of humility, of service, of sacrifice.
Jesus stands, walks to the doorway, and gently calls in a small child from outside. The child looks nervous, but comes. Jesus lifts the child and places him before the disciples.
Whoever welcomes one of these little ones in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me doesn't just welcome me, but the one who sent me.
But Lord, this child has no status, no power, no wealth, not even a voice in the synagogue.
Exactly. That's who my Father honors. In my kingdom, greatness is not found in ruling, but in loving. Not in being served, but in serving. The lowliest among you, if he serves with joy, will be the greatest in heaven.
So, we must stop measuring each other by greatness and start seeing each other through grace.
Yes, the greatest title you can hold is servant, and the greatest honor is to love without expecting return.
The journey to Capernaum had been quiet, perhaps too quiet. Jesus walked ahead, his mind on the cross that loomed in the distance. When they thought he was out of earshot, the disciples, following behind him, started a hushed conversation that devolved into a harsh debate. This was not about the mission. Not about their master's recent prediction of suffering and death. No. They heard Jesus declare that the kingdom of God was at hand, and they started arguing about who was the greatest among them. When they arrived at the house, Jesus broke the silence. What were you discussing on the road? None of the disciples answered. Ashamed, they looked at the floor. They knew better. They had just heard Jesus predict his death, and here they were, consumed by pride, comparison, and ambition. But Jesus didn't rebuke them with anger. Instead, he sat down, assuming the traditional posture of a rabbi ready to teach, and offered them a lesson they would never forget. The upside-down kingdom.
If anyone wants to be first, he must be last of all, and servant of all.
In a single sentence, Jesus overturned their assumptions about power and greatness. In the world's eyes, greatness is about climbing higher, being served, gaining influence. But in the kingdom of God, greatness is measured by humility, service, and love. The first must become last. This wasn't just a slogan. It was a radical call to reimagine identity and purpose. Jesus wasn't just telling them how to behave, he was telling them who to become. A living parable. To drive his point home, Jesus reached out to a nearby child and placed him in the center of the group. Then, in a deeply tender moment, he took the child in his arms. In ancient Jewish culture, children were not romanticized as they often are today. They were loved, yes, but they held no status. They had no legal rights, no social standing. No claim to importance. They were seen essentially as nobodies. And yet Jesus says,
"Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me but the one who sent me."
This is astonishing. Jesus identifies himself with the lowest and most vulnerable. He is saying, if you want to welcome me, you must welcome the forgotten. If you want to serve God, you must serve the least. True greatness is found in humble service. The disciples were striving for recognition. Who would be seated next to Jesus in his kingdom? Who had healed more, preached better, walked more closely? But Jesus wasn't impressed by their resumes. He wanted hearts that served, not hands that climbed. This is the first major teaching in this passage. Greatness in God's kingdom looks like lowering yourself, not lifting yourself up. Jesus would live this truth fully when he knelt to wash their feet, and ultimately when he hung on a cross, serving the world through sacrificial love. Jesus identifies with the vulnerable. The child in Jesus' arms becomes a symbol of every overlooked, powerless, and dependent person in the world. When we welcome them, when we care for those who can offer us nothing in return, we welcome Christ himself. This is one of the most beautiful truths of the gospel. God is not distant from the lowly. He dwells with them. Are there children in your life, those with no influence, no platform, no value in the world's eyes, whom God may be calling you to see, welcome, and serve? The stranger, the poor, the person struggling with mental illness, the overlooked student, the underappreciated colleague, the aging parent. Welcoming them is not charity, it is worship. The path to significance is through surrender. The world says, make a name for yourself. Jesus says, take up your cross. The world says, rise to the top. Jesus says, go to the lowest place. The world says, get credit. Jesus says, give your life. This passage reminds us that if we are trying to be great by human standards, even in spiritual settings, we are missing the heart of Jesus. We don't serve to be seen. We serve because Jesus sees. He sees the cup of cold water given in secret, the quiet act of forgiveness, the invisible prayer, the sacrificial gift, the unnoticed embrace. In his kingdom, nothing done in love is small. Jesus models what he commands. Jesus isn't giving a moral lecture. He is preparing his disciples to understand the meaning of the cross. He, the greatest of all, will soon become the servant of all. He, the most glorious, will soon become the most humiliated. He, the Son of God, will become the Lamb of God. And he invites us to follow him. The way of Jesus is not about self-promotion, but self-emptying. He doesn't climb ladders, he descends to the broken, and he calls us to do the same. Let's get deep. What this teaches us about Jesus. Jesus redefines greatness. He flips our ideas of success. Status doesn't impress him. Humility moves his heart. Jesus draws near to the lowly. He doesn't avoid the weak. He embraces them. He places children in the center of the kingdom and tells us to become like them. Jesus calls us to serve. Not because we must earn his approval, but because serving is the natural response of love. We serve because he first served us. Jesus welcomes the overlooked. And when we do the same, we welcome not only him, but the Father who sent him. As we journeyed with Jesus and his disciples to Capernaum, we witnessed a profound lesson in true greatness. While the disciples squabbled over status, Jesus revealed the upside-down nature of his kingdom, where the first become last, and the greatest honor is found in humble, selfless, and sacrificial service. Father, thank you for showing us what true greatness looks like through your Son, Jesus. Teach us to walk in humility and to find joy in serving others. Forgive us when we chase recognition instead of righteousness. Help us to welcome the lowly, to honor the unseen, and to live lives shaped by love. May we follow Jesus, not only on the mountaintop, but also in the moments of quiet service and hidden sacrifice. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.